Alright everyone, welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Your daily dose of wisdom with your old pal Brandon Cole. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway roller coaster, bouncing between anxieties, regrets, and just plain grumpy thoughts? Yeah, I get it. We all have those days, sometimes even whole weeks, where negativity feels like the default setting. But what if I told you there's a way to step off that emotional merry-go-round and find some inner peace? Welcome to Stoicism, folks. It's not about being emotionless robots, no fun in that. It's about understanding our emotions, learning to manage them, and ultimately letting go of the ones that hold us back. Today, we're diving deep into a crucial aspect of Stoic philosophy. How to quiet the noise in your head and let go of those pesky negative thoughts and emotions. Think of it like mental decluttering, getting rid of the emotional junk that weighs you down and makes room for clarity and strength. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember on this journey. First, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, it's about acknowledging them without letting them control you. Think of it like recognizing a storm outside, you know it's there, but you choose how you respond to it. You can either panic and run for cover, or stand strong and weather the tempest. Second, understand that thoughts are not facts. Ever catch yourself thinking, I'm a failure, or this is the worst day ever? Remember, those are just thoughts, not objective realities. They're like those pesky notifications on your phone, annoying, sometimes urgent, but ultimately not defining your entire existence. Learn to detach from these negative thought patterns and see them for what they are. Temporary mental fluctuations. Third, focus on what you can control. We get caught up in things outside our sphere of influence, worrying about outcomes we can't change. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy where it truly matters, our actions, our responses, our attitudes. It's like that saying, you can't control the wind, but you can adjust your sails. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a Zen master overnight, though that's cool too. It simply means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, the sensations in your body. When negative thoughts creep in, gently acknowledge them and guide your focus back to the here and now. Finally, cultivate gratitude. This is a game changer. By focusing on the good things in your life, big or small, you shift your perspective and create space for positivity to flourish. You know those days when you're feeling down? Take a moment to appreciate the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter, or even just a cup of perfectly brewed coffee. These little moments of joy can make a world of difference. Alright, let's dive into a real-world example. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic and your mind starts racing with negative thoughts. I'm going to be late, this is such a waste of time. Why does everything have to go wrong? But hold on. Remember what we talked about. First, acknowledge those feelings, frustration, anxiety, maybe even a little bit of anger. It's okay to feel them. But then take a deep breath and remind yourself that you can't control the traffic. Focus on what you can control, your response. You can choose to listen to some uplifting music, use this time to meditate, or simply to observe your surroundings with curiosity. Maybe even call a friend and catch up. See? Letting go of those negative thoughts doesn't mean ignoring them, it means choosing how you react to them. Remember, folks, Stoicism isn't about becoming some emotionless Zen master. It's about understanding our emotions, managing them effectively, and ultimately letting go of the ones that hold us back. By practicing these principles, acknowledging our feelings, recognizing thoughts as just thoughts, focusing on what we can control, being mindful, and cultivating gratitude, we can create a more peaceful and fulfilling life. So take it one step at a time, be patient with yourself, and remember, you've got this. Want to share your thoughts? Head over to our social media pages and let us know how you're applying these Stoic principles in your life. And don't forget, subscribe for your daily dose of wisdom right here on Stoic State of Mind. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep striving for that epic state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.